Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Hot temperatures and sunny days coming your way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. The Coburg Ecology Garden says it is opposed to sharps or needle disposal containers being installed in their area as it presents an increased risk to the public. Concerns raised by Cheryl Kidd Wednesday at Council follows language in the draft park's master plan that disposal bins be placed in public parks. Kidd says the ecology garden operated by volunteers does not have policies, procedures, and a controlled environment to ensure safe disposal of used needles.
The ecology garden, which is unmonitored and would have no reporting or disposable procedures in place. As a result, syringe disposal bins would create risks for both visitors and drug users.
Kidd adds the safety of volunteers is at a greater risk, potentially having members quit. Council passed a motion removing any language from the draft master plan, which may encourage encampments or drug use in parks. A commemorative veterans crosswalk could soon be installed in Coburg as municipalities are honoring the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Legion. Proposed locations may include outside Branch 133 on Orr Street or the walkway leading to the Cenotaph in Victoria Park. Mayor Lucas Cleveland says the crosswalk design is simplistic but will celebrate the contributions of the military.
The Canadian Legion has approved that are very simple red, white, and gray stripes that the Legion feels is an appropriate acknowledgement of service members without, to your point, allowing them to be driven over or poppies to be silhouettes.
A report by staff is expected to be before council next month. A workplace dispute in Port Hope Tuesday involving an alleged firearm prompted a quick police investigation. Authorities claim just after 5 p.m., two co-workers at a construction site were involved in the dispute. No firearms were involved, no one was injured, and no criminal offenses had occurred. Police laid no charges. In sports, Colburn will play host to the All-Star Game of the Greater Metro Hockey League. The January event will highlight the Northumberland Stars Hockey Club, which won the league championship this season. Alex McConnell, general manager of the team, says the All-Star Game will be great for the community.
I think it's another good opportunity to showcase just kind of how good the community is here, that we have a lot to offer, and that I think that it'll be a good turnout, and I think that the league has already kind of said they're impressed with how things have progressed over the course of just the last year or so. But I think there's definitely a lot more potential there. And we want to try to, you know, make sure that there's no stone left unturned.
McConnell says support from the community has been incredible as fan attendance has doubled. He adds there are plans to add a training and learning facility in Colburn. The Coburg Kodiaks play Sunday against Brampton. Team Canada plays South Africa Sunday at 3 p.m. in the round of 32 at the World Cup. And the Jays continue a weekend series with the Texas Rangers. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Ready to step into summer feeling confident, radiant, and renewed? Treat yourself to a little seasonal self-care at Village Beauty Bar in Port Hope. This June, book an Eminence or Dermalogica facial and receive a free gift. From flawless nail treatments to relaxing spa services, our team is here to help you look and feel your absolute best. Call or text 905-373-8260 to book your appointment today. Village Beauty Bar, where beauty meets wellness.
The staff at Country Sign and Wraps welcome you to bring your project by their shop. Summer's almost here, and they'll help you get ready. Marine, all-terrain vehicles, golf carts, your summer car, whatever you like to drive, they can wrap it. They'll help you design artwork for your project, or if you already have something in mind, you can email it to them at countrysignwraps@gmail.com. Spots are booking quickly, so text or call 905-516-1000 to make an appointment. Country Sign and Wraps, your one-stop shop for everything sign, design, and wrap related.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A mix of sun and cloud today, slight chance of showers this afternoon, risk of a thunderstorm, fog patches dissipating, high 25, humidex of 30, clear tonight, low of 14, sunny and 28 for Sunday and Monday. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.